board meeting in order on Wednesday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda. So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of $49,031. To $49,059, ambulance fund $1,690 to $1,692, and the tax refund account $5,267.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the October 19th town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the October 24th, 2016 special town board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Treasurer's report.
Just transferred $100,000 into the general account because we had a lot of bills to pay. We also purchased the stamps for the taxes, about $3,200, but we needed them. And so other than that, just getting ready for starting to collect taxes. We should have the tax bills right around Thanksgiving time. So in the regular town account, then we have $906,029.56. And in the ambulance account, $431,476.54.
One quick question.
Yes.
Interest earned, well, that's not a question, it's just a comment of $10.59 on $174,000 is absolutely insane.
It absolutely, it's like 0.1%.
Yeah. The other one, what's...
Ridiculous.
What's analysis fee for $1.40?
Oh, we have to, I got it down to $1.54. They used to charge us like three something. It's just one of their bank fees for processing our, you know, processing our accounts and all that stuff. That's all that I could negotiate. I negotiated it in half.
We've moved accounts at one time and another because these fees started getting too high. So
yeah.
I know she's watching it.
Yeah, I was just.
I know, it seems
I'm
stupid.
I'm like $10 for interest and $1.54 for analysis.
Yeah.
Just a personal observation.
I know.
Yes.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 10, first reading, revised citation ordinance 95-02D. This is the ordinance that has been updated by Greg Harrell to reflect our citations.
The ordinance that allows us to issue citations.
Allows us to issue the citations, which will then be brought up later with the snowmobile and mowing ordinance. Now, we do have to have two readings of this.
Yes.
You can...
And adoption.
And adoption, and you can approve and waive the first reading of it if you'd like.
And the primary revision is to authorize the town...
The chair.
Chair to...
Yeah.
Or his designee.
Item,
or his
item,
designated the town chair.
Section 6, item C, the town elect Clamville board has designated the town chair or any person approved by the town board to serve any citation for the town elect Clamville fund issuance. Any person specifically authorized by the town board to issue citations by the town board, the town of Lac de Flambeau may also serve such citations.
I'll make a motion to waive the first reading.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to waive the first reading of the revised citation ordinance 95-02D. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 11, first reading, revised ordinance designating town road highways as snowmobile routes 94-02F. As you can see, the section 1 6.02, statutory authority is hereby repealed and recreated as follows. 1.02, statutory authority, this ordinance is adopted as authorized under sections 350.18 of the Wisconsin statutes. And then all sections of ordinance 94-02E, not amended herein, remain full force. 350.18 is the authority of the town board to authorize snowmobiles to use routes, town roads as well.
And this is the first reading on the original?
First reading, all of them are the first reading.
Yeah, I'd make a motion to waive the first reading.
Second.
Motion been seconded to waive the first reading of revised ordinance designating town road highways as snowmobile routes, 94-02F. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 12, first reading revised boating ordinance 93-1C.
Yeah, I was going crazy there.
Section 1, applicability enforcement hereby repealed and recreated as follows. Applicability and enforcement provision as ordinance shall apply to those waters within the jurisdiction of Town of Lac Des Flambeaux. This ordinance shall be enforced by any authorized law enforcement officer, the town chairman of the Town of Lac Des Flambeaux, or any designee by the town chairman who is approved by the town board. And then the penalties as followed under 30.80 of the Wisconsin statutes.
I'll make a motion to waive.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to waive the first reading of the revised boating ordinance 93-1C. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item 13, discussion possible action, name change of Lake Township 40 North Range 5B, section 21, requested by the DNR. We got a letter from the DNR. Apparently, an individual is asking for a lake to be named. Locally, it's known as Monk's Lake, off of between Thoroughfare and East Crawling Stone. Apparently, the state or the DNR, or the Register of Deeds, Vilas County, they don't have it named. The only place where they found any type of name was in the plat book under that Rockford Map Publishers gave it. Jim Ryman is requesting that it be named formally by the DNR to either Dragon Flight or Dragonfly Lake.
Is there any historical significance to the name Monk Lake? I know it's been on, historically, it's been on our addressing maps, the big maps that used to be in Janet's office.
Yeah.
It was on there as Monk Lake.
Just that monks owned the property around it for years and years and years, and it was sold probably back in the 70s. Early 80s, and it's always been known as Monk's Lake, at least locally, but not officially, apparently, by the DNR.
Is there any objection, or has the other property owner been asked?
I don't know that. Yeah, it says there's two property owners. I don't know if the other property owner has been asked. It's primarily a request from the DNR.
Mr. Chair, does anybody in the audience in favor or against it?
Care whether it's Dragon Flight, Dragonfly, or Monks.
And we have a choice too, yes, no, or
yes,
you
no,
make the decision.
You make the decision.
To me, I mean, it's not that concerning to me unless there's some opposition. You know what I mean?
No, my concern would be if the other property owner hasn't even been consulted.
I'm sure that we can double check when we send it back, yes, no, or indifferent, but, you know, see if the other property owner was consulted.
Not much of a lake. It's three feet deep.
Yeah. It's
right.
It was really
37 acres.
It was really good duck hunting.
Oh, okay.
You used to sneak in because Monk owned it and he chased you out.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't do that.
Okay.
No.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve name change for...
Which one?
I guess.
I'd say Dragonfly.
I agree.
Yeah, Dragonfly.
I don't know what Dragonfly is, that's my thing.
Don't.
Not that I'm ever gonna go there.
No.
Dragonfly.
Motion been made and seconded to recommend the name be changed to Dragonfly Lake. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:10.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Now they want the home to write Dragonfly.
Not very big.
Monk Lake was much shorter.
And you took a canoe in there, you didn't take a motor.
You know, the lake that my grandparents owned the resort on was called Phil's Lake, but its original Indian name was Wallatasi, which in it was Ojibwamen, Little Firefly. And they tried to revert that back, and they got opposed, they wouldn't allow that.
Law of change.
Just that.
I would have left, Chase, try to move.